You're listening to SBS News.
So these are tiger nuts, and tiger nuts are actually not nuts. They get called tiger nuts because they've got little stripes on them that look like tiger stripes.
Tiger nuts are in fact a root vegetable, each one the size of a chickpea. The nuts are used to make a plant-based milk, which is gaining popularity worldwide. Laura Heinzen was introduced to the nuts by a relative from Mali and quickly saw a business opportunity.
They are an amazing, versatile ingredient to make things like plant-based milk. Tiger nuts themselves are incredibly high in fibre. They're a good source of plant-based iron. They've got lots of vitamins, magnesium and potassium. So they're quite a nutritious food source.
Tiger nuts were found in the tombs of Egyptian pharaohs and are a staple food in West Africa. Now the rest of the world is catching on. Ms. Heinzen says demand for tiger nut milk is rising.
It's quite unique. It's very creamy, very smooth, and it's slightly sweet, ever so slightly nutty. Last year, our business doubled every quarter, which was exciting and challenging at the same time.
At a purpose-built factory in Melbourne's southeast, Ms. Heinzen's business, called Madam Tiger, can produce up to 40,000 litres of tiger nut milk in a single day.
So we wash, then we soak them to soften them, and then we mill them with water, and then we filter out any fibre that is left in the milk, and then we blend it with the other ingredients and bottle it.
But there's a lot more to this story. Madam Tiger is changing the lives of more than 600 women and their families in Africa's Burkina Faso. Ms. Heinzen explains.
So we get our tiger nuts from a female farming collective in Burkina Faso called Musso Faso, and Musso Faso means land of the wholehearted woman. So when we first met the collective, they'd been really mistreated, and you know, the pay that they were getting per kilo of tiger nuts was really not okay. So we're paying about 3 to 4 times what they were being paid previously for their tiger nuts.
Burkina Faso is one of the poorest countries in the world. Of its almost 14 million inhabitants, only 22% are literate, and life expectancy is below 62 years old. Farming tiger nuts is exhausting hard work, mostly carried out by women who are vulnerable to exploitation, according to collective spokesperson Maria Marquez, who's based in Spain.
In the past, and you know, this is not only happening with tiger nuts, but it's an example of what happens with sugar, with coffee, with cocoa. You know, they are not fair systems for that people. So they have been exposed to scams and to, you know, not fair commercial relations. And that has been a real pain and a real hurt for those families.
Selling tiger nuts to Australia for a fair price has helped rebuild trust and improve the lives of the Musso Faso women, says Ms. Marquez.
Building these stable trade relations helps them to grant their children the opportunity to go to school and to improve their infrastructures, you know, improve their daily lives.
But secure income is not the only concern for these women. Burkina Faso has become a terror hotspot. Last year, it topped the Institute for Economics and Peace Global Terrorism Index. Founder and Executive Chairman Steve Killele explains.
In 2024, there was 1,532 deaths. That's about 25% of all deaths globally. Weak governance through Africa. Combined, the whole lot of tension between different tribal groups and ethnic groups within the Sahel, and that's been compounded by international jihadists moving into the area now and starting to become active.
Non-government organisations, or NGOs, try to help Burkina Faso villagers tackle poverty and rising terrorism. Ms. Marquez volunteers with an NGO called CIM Burkina.
There's, you know, an increasing violence on the country with armed groups that are attacking, you know, and there are a lot of civilians dying. That has been increasing. So the situation on the country in overall is very, very hard. And this project and this relationship with Madame Tiger has been helping to have a fair income to improve their lives.
For her part, Melbourne-based entrepreneur Laura Heinzen is incredibly proud to be building a small business that helps the women of Burkina Faso.
They've done things like building shelters, sorting shelters so that they're not as exposed to the sun. They've built wells and better facilities for washing the tiger nuts. They've been able to build a warehouse and pipelines as well. So it has made a really big impact on the women and the farmers.
The global milk alternatives market is expected to reach $150 billion by 2035. The Australian market is already worth more than $600 million annually and is growing quickly. As local demand increases, Madam Tiger needs ever more tiger nuts, as Ms. Heinsohn explains.
We bought 6 tonnes of tiger nuts in 2020. In the next year, we did 7 tonnes, then 15 tonnes, then 30 tonnes, and then last year's harvest was 60 tonnes. So they're 10 times what the volume was in 2020.
Tiger nut milk may be on a roll, but growing this business hasn't been easy. Ms. Heinsohn says the support of family and friends was vital.
Yeah, the first few years were really hard. Setting up a business where you work with international growers and you're buying products straight from the farms in West Africa certainly has its challenges, but I think the rewards and the impact that you can make definitely outweighs the challenges. We're certainly very proud to have worked with Musso Faso for 5 years and seen them grow like they have. And we're also really proud of the milk that we've been able to make from it, and it makes us feel really good that we've been able to produce something that people in Australia are loving.
Alan Lee, SBS News.
This summer, feed your curiosity with SBS. In How Humans Talk, Rune Pedersen explores how language connects us, shapes our identities, and even changes how we see the world. And Grave Matters takes a lively look at death with Anthony Levin and Nadine J. Cohen digging into the mysteries of grief, death care, and the business of dying. You'll want to talk about these shows all summer. Listen now on the SBS audio app or wherever you listen to podcasts.